Yo, Breezy.
Yo.
Sometimes I get scared when they get the right to ask us whatever they want. But that's going to happen today. Are you ready?
I ain't never scared.
Let's get it. The smoothest, most relaxing intro in the world. I love that intro, man. Wayne, you going to Vegas, man? What's going on with you? What you got on over there, bro? Your team just won something, huh? Huh? What's up?
This team ain't winning. Out of all the teams, I got a feeling that God going to set me up in this way. You ready? The Celtics going to win the chip, right? Boston Bruins going to win the chip, right? That means that all my teams would have won for the 2023 season, except for these mother truckers right here.
What? That's a 49ers hat? Oh, my God. It's a Vegas edition new era hat. Wow. All I saw was the Welcome to Vegas joint up there. What does it say? Fabulous Super Bowl?
Super Bowl 58, you know.
Wait, it says welcome. Never mind. All right, I ain't gonna do that. That's cool. That's cool, man. Listen, man, it was tough. It was rough, you know, and it wasn't the way we wanted it to go, man. But how you doing, man?
Good. I'm good, man.
College team went out there and did their thing last night, right? My man Steve is texting me to yell at you, like, tell Breezy his team blew my car. Bro, he had $100 bet for a couple stacks, and he picked the Bruins, he picked the Celtics, he picked all the Boston joints, but then he picked Purdue for some reason.
I guess he felt like Edie was good. I mean, Edie had a day. Edie balled out. Like, you know what I mean? But that was the game plan.
Big man, once they focused on him, that was it. He was overshooting and shit. Like he was messing up.
But I mean, listen, if you can score like 70 plus points just getting 2-point shots, you deserve to win.
It's a good game.
Remember Hackershack? Remember Hackershack back in the day?
Yes, I do. Hacking him on the line.
He couldn't shoot free throws.
The ball was like this in his fingers, bro. Jersey represent, man. I hated that. I hated seeing that. My man was concentrating so hard.
That's where no hooks came
like he
from.
Was on trial.
We don't need no hooks.
Good Lord. We got a couple things to discuss, though, man. You know, the 49ers have made some roster moves. You want to get into those?
Let's get into them, man. Let's get into. Well, let's start the show off. We have a super chat in the queue, a couple of super chats in the queue, and I don't want to forget because sometimes we get caught up and we got some questions that's going to be coming out. And so we're going to have some fun. So let's get to that super chats. Let's get those up here. We got the cha-ching, the bling bling going.
I believe that they're both, and I think she sent them to both channels.
That's amazing.
Doubled up on one. Miss Debbie. Okay.
Thank you, Miss Debbie. She says, hey there, Wayne and Mike. Bam is my jam. That's what I'm talking about. We got to get a bam jam going. Blessings to everyone in the chat. Special shout out to the Breezy Bunch crew, man. Remember to like, subscribe, and share both channels with your friends and family. Y'all. Thank you, Miss Debbie. Appreciate the super chat contributions. And we double it up. Double up. Mm-hmm. Like same. Mace, Harlem World.
She put my name first this time. Hi, look at
but that. It's not. Yeah, that's cool. That's so dope. That's dope.
Right?
Yeah,
I like that. She's so thoughtful, man.
I would have just copied and pasted. You know what I'm saying? I'm lazy. It is Tank Top Tuesday, bro. Yes, Nigel. Yes. Mike got on a wife beater though. That ain't a tank top.
How you know? I'm just.
I can see the. First of all, is the way that this junk is cut and it's a little bit tighter. You know what I'm saying? It's not loose like a tank. Now I mean that's a wife beater and it's cool. Like it's cool.
You don't count as a tank top.
Nah, wife beaters are wife beaters.
Are you sure about that?
I still don't know why they call them wife beaters though. I mean, I get it, but is that the reason?
I mean, I'm assuming that like you just saw men. Yeah, I'm assuming that's it. The actual name is Athletic Shirts. Like, they're called Athletic Shirts.
Is that what it says on the package? Okay, I got, you know what? I got the first question of the day. You ready?
All right, here we go. All right.
Hanes or Fruit of the Looms? Tell me this is not a legit question. Because you got to think about, I know, it's the fit. It's the way that the cotton breathes on the breasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the way they feel on the testicles. Like, I'm just curious to know. I think I'm a Fruit of the Loom guy.
Are you talking about?
I'm just talking about in general. All right, we gonna pull them up. And this is for male, female, you know. They make them for both. So I'm going to, Red Jet says Hanes. I think, well, she put a question mark there. But Ben says like Hanes.
Shot, right?
Wait, no, what? Y'all is sleeping on the Fruit of the Looms, cuz. I'm telling you, the Fruit of the Looms white beaters fit better, too. They got a better feel to me.
I don't know. I don't know the brand of drawers I got in the room. I be buying my stuff online and my wife come home, so I don't know. I don't even know what this one is. Now I feel...
Pro Club
bad.
Must be some specific, like, Calvin Klein. They don't fit good on black people. They're cut. It's just like a European cut type fit. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? He did say draws. Get y'all questions ready, because we about to have a show. I do have a poll question going on before we get into the 49er news. So the poll question is, which wide receiver trio is the best in the NFL? Okay. Which wide receiver trio is the best? I gave you, here's top six to Garrett, per Garrett Podell. The Houston Texans is number one. How? I don't know. Tyreek Hill in the Miami Dolphins is number two. I could say how, I don't know. I can explain that. I got a great explanation for it. All right. Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals, three. Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, four. A.J. Brown and the Eagles, five. D.J. Moore is six from the Bears. I got two from the NFC, two from the AFC. So it's Ayuk, Debo. It's 49ers, Texans, Dolphins, Eagles. I know this is a 49ers show. I'm hoping we'll get some, like, not a lot of bias going on. You know what I mean? You know, I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping. But right now, it's 49ers 70% so far at the beginning of the show. We'll check at the end of the show. Under Armour, I didn't even know they made underwear. Now, for gym athletic clothes, like what I like to wear underneath that, honestly, the Old Navy stuff fit the best. Like, it's just a good fit. It lets you breathe a little bit. You know what I mean? If you work out, you know what I mean? We got a super chat.
Where does Massimo come from?
What's
I used
that?
To wear Massimo. I don't know.
Oh, Mossimo? Like Mossimo?
Yeah.
Mossimo? Yeah.
Where is that from? I used to wear that back in the day.
I thought, like, those were t-shirts.
I thought they did.
It's a brand, but I thought it was t-shirts. I never knew they did the undergarments.
Yeah. I used to wear that back in the day.
Miss Debbie says Fruit of the Looms don't last long. I don't know what Fruit of the Looms y'all be wearing. But I still got Fruit of the Looms since 88.
I can tell you when I stopped buying Fruit of the Looms. When I would put them joints on and it came down to my thighs. Like, you remember when they were super long? And I wasn't buying the XLT.
They different now, man. They different now.
them joints is mad long. Like, yo, why is this like a tank top and drawers? Like, why is this a two-in-one? It was like a one-piece.
Bro, I don't know what you talking about, dog. Like,
you remember when they was long? Don't play with me, man. You remember that.
I still like Fruit of the Looms better than Hanes. But I feel like I got more Hanes than I got Fruit of the Looms. Because I think Hanes are $2 cheaper.
I will say this. When I buy some, like, I'll buy some for fit, but they only come like one or two in a pack. And they're super expensive, so I don't even know what brands they are, though, because I'm not a brand name person. Like, if I find something and I like it, like, I get some of the breathable stuff, I'd be on it. But I'm not buying it to wear under my work clothes. You know, like, I'm buying that for certain purposes. Like, it fit better.
Bro, I still got snug. The Thundercats. Okay, let me ask you this question. How can they don't make, like, the cartoon character draws for, like, men? Like, why does it stop? Like, the Thundercats. Like, those type of, you know, cartoons, X-Men.
Did you say draws, though? Are you asking why they don't make character draws? Is that what you said? I didn't hear the question.
Oh, yes. That's exactly what I said. I felt like you wanted to repeat that, though.
No, not at all. I seriously didn't catch it.
Yeah. So why don't they make the character draws for adults is what I should have said, you know.
I mean, I'm sure they make them up to certain sizes.
Nah, I think they stop at ages.
Like they can't stop at because it's some big...
They can stop at ages, yeah. There's not no big... No. I mean, you could get, like, the character boxers, but it's not Fruit of the Loom. They don't come in a pack. It's, like, single on a hanger.
All right. I'm going to ask you, what character draws is it that you want that you can't find? Because I'm going to find them for you and send them to you for Father's Day.
Nah, you're not going to find them joints because they don't care about our cartoon characters anymore. Like, I found some Transformer socks. Them junks go hard. If I can find
some Transformer draws.
I really want Thundercats. Thundercats. I want boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Thundercat. What size you wear? Oh, we putting all your business out here.
Give me. I could do large, but I feel if they're gonna be character, get the extra largest.
Boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Thundercats are on. Oh, I found some He-Mans. Yo, this is
tough. They got He-Man, bro?
Yo, look at this.
I have the power. Oh, yeah, but see them probably, see, you be finding stuff that people be making on like Etsy. And I don't know if they're going to fit right. Like, you know what I mean?
Amazon. I don't know how it's going to fit.
Same. Amazon is just as bad. I need the brand name. I need the Fruit of the Loom.
Fruit of the Loom is barely a brand name, bro. Like, don't do that.
You have lost your mind, bro. I can't believe you just said that. I can't.
That's like grocery store stuff. Like, you say
no, it's not. Brain, no, Fruit of the Loom is top. Hanes is probably number one. Fruit of the Loom is two. Or vice versa.
Hanes surge because of the Michael Jordan endorsement. We remember that happening.
That's bang.
They had their surge.
And Fruit of the Looms had all the commercials.
Beating them out way before. Yeah, Fruit of the Loom.
Remember they had the what are the shit called? Fruit.
Yeah. It was the dude, the grape. And all. Yeah, I remember all that.
Yo, if you could find me some Thundercats. Oh, they got Ninja Turtle joints. Yo, Ninja Turtles. Thundercats. Yo, this is probably going to go a little bit extra. I'm sorry, guys. You guys are supposed to be asking us the questions. Can y'all read here? Okay.
We got a super chat question here. Okay, I'm still looking for draws for Wayne.
All right. So Jax Knox says,
Jax, thank you for the super support.
What I want to say. Y'all looking good with your arms out. I love Fruit of B t-shirt.
All right, she meant Fruit of the Loom t-shirts.
Oh, that's what she meant?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for my panties, the high cut is trash. She's still talking about Fruit of B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm doing great. It's been a minute. Life been living. Keep up great work. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Can I tell y'all a secret from Mother's
Day? Oh, Fruit of the Breathable t-shirts? I don't know, man. I don't
be here in a second. So for Mother's Day, I know Mother's Day is next month, but she was complaining about not having enough bras, right?
Oh, man. I heard bras cost a grip, dog.
Listen to me.
Bro.
I already know.
You spent $90.
No, I wish. It was three digits easy. And here's the thing. She's like losing weight, but she's currently where she is. So how do you buy them? So, like, I'm not going to put my wife's chest size out there, but they big. And so,
you spent like $230. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm getting them for her now.
I'm going to remove myself before I get.
No, don't leave. No. But I think my question is, do I have to tell her I'm getting them for her? Because I want her to have them for and by Mother's Day. They're coming in now. As we speak, but I gotta tell her so she could try them on in case they don't fit, right?
I gotta tell her. Yeah, you could tell her, but just say this is just because, and then Mother's Day you get her something little.
I gotta get something else after these boulder holders.
I just want to make sure Mike is gonna be safe, so I need to give him a moment to correct what he just said. All right, Mike, you ready to come back in? All right, there we go. All right, so I know you didn't just say boulder holders.
That's what they. All right, she's pulling up now. She better be.
All right, so let's get to the question. And so look, the Niners, they signed two guys: Patrick Taylor Jr., running back, and tight end, Mr. I wanted to call him Sherbert. How you say his last name? Where is it?
Sarbert.
Sarbert. I was close. Sarbert. I knew it was a Burt. But how you feel about them? Those moves, man. These camp bodies, straight up.
Well, I do want to start. I want to start with Patrick Taylor. This is a guy who has 34 career games, like total appearances.
I know.
65 total career carries.
Mike, wait till you read Sherbert.
Total career yards with one touchdown. And this is since 2021. Like, these guys are I don't know why they're here. Like, you don't use Mason. Why are you signing this guy?
To fill the roster. You have to fill the roster. You fill
so
the
just
roster.
Draft somebody.
No, you because the draft picks might cost more than this 1 year. Player, like, he ain't do anything, so he's probably gonna cost the team $2.50, and then you get the tight end, he's probably gonna cost $1.30. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just fill the roster. Well,
and the tight end, he
ain't did shit. Sorry, he ain't did nothing. He been in the league since George Kittle. They came in the same draft. I ain't lying.
Don't even have 300 yards, yo. He don't have 300 yards, fam. Like, you have to, by definition, call him a blocking tight end.
Yeah, he's a blocking tight end. He has to be a blocking tight end. If he does that, his blocking grades are 50.
Yeah, so camp bodies. And listen, I wish them the best. I'm hoping that they surprise us. The Niners need to upgrade at the tight end coach position because they don't develop tight ends well at all. And they need to upgrade at the – Never mind. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. But yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Are you scared?
Yep, I am. So,
all right. So check this out. Right, they brought
we got
in
some
these
questions in here.
We got some questions. Go ahead. Good. Did you star them?
I didn't. So I'm scrolling back up so I can.
Okay. So you star them. So check this out. Right. So, we got boulder holders in my head. I gotta get that out of my head.
Oh, by the way, I got the Texans with the best wide receiving core.
Okay, so I got the Dolphins.
You think that, really?
Yeah, no, the Eagles, sorry.
I wasn't mad at the Eagles.
I got the Eagles. I know Devontae Parker ain't did crap. Parker. Yeah, but
he's got to be healthy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I got the Eagles. But it's like if I ask you who's the best wide receiver on the list, it's got to be Tyreek Hill.
It's Tyreek Hill, and I understand why you get him up there.
Yeah, and so Hill and Waddle, whew, that's tough. I like Diggs. I like Collins. Collins had one good year. One. Tank Dell got injured his rookie year. I don't even know how that core could be in this conversation. But when you add Diggs and what Collins did last year, I get it. And the 49ers should definitely be in there as well. Will we get more Juwan Jennings?
This year, yes, because the Niners want to make sure he get paid so they get that comp pick. They go put him on.
I can't deal with this right now, Mike. Because you're not lying.
That's how they do them. That's exactly what they did with Kendrick Bourne.
I know you're not lying. He's going to price himself. He's going to price himself out, and then the Niners are going to get another draft pick in return.
Had we won that Super Bowl, is he not the MVP? He had a receiving and come on, bro.
They know my traps. I can start to see my trap.
Yo. Yeah. I see you up there. Okay.
Hey. Look, I love the Niners wide receiving core. I think it's gonna be official. Especially this upcoming season. I can't wait to see who they add to the receiving core, right? I know we got Chris Conley. I know I said Mike Conley yesterday. My bad. We got Chris Conley back. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I can't wait to see who we draft, because I know we're gonna draft a receiver.
Right.
I don't think they'll, depending on which receivers are left, I don't like to say leftovers, but depending on which receivers don't get drafted, that sounded bad. I get it. Y'all still talking about draws. We are talking about 49ers, and y'all talking about draws. See, that's what's wrong with the chat.
Right, they can't, like, I'm looking at all the questions. I saw a lot of question marks.
Now everybody going to check their draws. Change your draws because your pants are sagging. All right, so I'm excited about what the Niners are going to do from the wide receiver position this year. I'm excited to see what Ronnie Bell does, and I'm excited to see if Danny Gray can find a role.
Yeah, I got an idea. Let me ask you questions, and you ask me questions.
Okay, because everybody's scared to ask questions, but they got questions. It's about them.
Oh, you found some? Okay, if they
you
found
just found one. I see you start.
But this is beef because I've been calling you out. Will we get our music episode debate, etc.?
So the issue is this, right? We don't mind doing a music episode, but y'all got to show up, because every time we don't talk about 49ers on our channels, y'all give us the shits and giggles. Like, literally, y'all be in the comments, "I thought this was a Niners show." Nah. So, like, we be scared. Mike, we be scared. Let's keep it a buck. We be scared to talk nothing but Niners. No pun intended.
Right.
What was like, that voice, Mike?
Though? Like, what? You killed me with that voice.
I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know what that was. I was like I was trying to summon my inner Spiegel voice. I don't know if you watched Spiegel? Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, come on, dog.
Death, I got you. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So all I'm saying is that, like, you know, but I do. Why can't we do a 30-minute episode on some music?
More importantly, we would like for y'all to hear the music, and YouTube ain't going for that. So we have to, like, that's what the big
hand. No, Mike would like for y'all to hear the music. Don't put me in that. See, I'm okay with creatively not playing the music. We could show pictures. Really? We could show clips. I'm cool with
sometimes
it.
Sometimes just the start of a.
But you have to be creative. Hey. I know, but you got to get creative. If we're gonna do it on YouTube, see, that's another reason, right? I don't want to freaking go past. I don't want to do this on Patreon. I got like 20 subscribers on Patreon.
I tell you what, I got a way that we could do it for free, not on Patreon, and everybody could see it. But we have to send the link out.
No, I want to do it right here on YouTube.
We could do a seminar on StreamYard, and we could have up to what is like 300 people.
He said that sound was more Norbit.
Hey. I can only do, you know, that the thing when he would cough and say Gollum. I could do that really, really well. He'd be like, like, I could do that.
I will be doing some stuff on my Discord as the off season is, you know, as far as like the music. We did that, you know, and a nice draft thing. Yeah, and now that we ran through it, and y'all were driving me nuts. Like, y'all literally, like, if I drank, like, I would have drunk. Like, y'all were just driving me nuts. I thought I was at a wedding, and y'all were arguing. And I'm like,
yeah,
F it. It's over with.
I got blamed for using, like, Neo or D'Angelo or something.
Well, because you showed up, like, late, as usual, and then you picked something somebody else already did.
Jack says, I have a question, Wayne.
All right, here we go.
You guys be live for the draft?
Yes. So, let's, Mike. It's a great question. It's a great question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's how the schedule. Mike, are we simulcasting the draft 3 days?
I'm with it. You know, we all locked in, man. Whether you here, you not, and you, it's going to be on your channel. It's going to be on my channel. I got your back, bro.
So we're simulcasting. So Friday night, we'll be live on both channels. Every day, we'll be live on both channels. I do have to stream for Bleacher Report on Friday night. It's in my contract, so I have to do that as well. So I'm gonna try to get that on the channel and simulcast that as well. I'm trying to figure it out. So yeah, but draft coverage will be here, and that's gonna be fun because I guarantee you, in the fourth round when we select a new punter, like, I can't wait to see the expressions on the 49er faithful faces, right? Or if they draft a running back in the third round, like, I just can't wait to see it. Them look comfortable. They look loose, and the sword of omen is like, well, it's no sword, but the Thundercat symbol. That look dope. Does it light up? I love that. Those look like they're gonna hug the balls a little bit, like, you know what I mean.
That's
like
what the briefs do. The briefs.
Yeah,
the briefs.
I know, but the other ones look like they were. Mike, can we stop? Can we get back?
I'm sorry.
You were determined.
No. People watching the show are texting me links for draws for you. I want you to understand how looped up this. I just got that text. That's why I was showing you. Yeah, people watching the show.
How you do it, Mike? How you do the heart?
Yeah, that's love from them.
I'm my inner Caitlin Clark.
Now I got to buy you some draws and get you.
You said it. You said.
I know. I know. All right. So, yes, we will be live simulcasting for the draft. We'll be popping in. I don't know if we know anybody that's going to be there or whatever. We would like to get them.
I was going to go. Then I was like, nah, I ain't going to Detroit. If I go to Detroit, I need to go on some music.
I would like that. That was cool. That's cool. I did start another one because I saw question marks, but I realized it was like, wait, grocery store draw. That was back to when I was talking about.
Oh, I get it, because you can get them at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can get Hanes too. But you ain't mentioned Hanes being grocery store draws.
I've never seen Hanes in the grocery store.
They would sell Hanes and Fruit of the Looms at the grocery store, bro. Them the commercialist draws you could get.
Yes, they are.
And then if you want to get the specific, like the Calvin Kleins, or let me say this. Hold on. The Sean Johns.
Wow. I got to. No Diddy. He going to leave me on the screen by myself. Nah, get your ass back up here laughing. Yeah, get in here. You're not going to do that. All right, let me see your sock. What sock you got on?
I ain't got no socks on, but I wear Nike socks.
Look at this.
Them look like the Columbias. They feel the right airflow to the foot.
They got the sections in there. And
Yeah. Because the Nike socks is trash. Nike, y'all need to work on y'all socks. And let me tell you, and I'm not trying to spend, you know, $17 for one pair. You know what I'm saying? You know? I'm not, nah. Oh, you know yes, what?
My socks do match my head wrap.
Oh, you got to coordinate like Pops.
Oh man. All right. So can I ask you a question? I haven't looked at the comments. It's 50. Oh, it's gotta be some questions in here.
Can I just pull this comment up? Because Oscar's my brother. I didn't want it to stay long. I'm gonna get shut down.
They said what size you wear in quotes. Let me get back to the more recent comments because y'all tripping. I do have a question for you though, Wayne.
Okay.
If you could do a live video podcast with anybody specifically about the Niners, who would it be? Whether it be a player, coach, another podcast, or whatever. If you could get one person, like who's your white whale that you want to do an episode with?
First of all, I've never heard of white whale, but that's cool. I learned something new.
Wait, is that wrong?
I don't know. It might be right. I just never heard of it. It's two different things. Like, I don't ever say you're wrong. Well, I do say you're wrong a lot, but I don't know if that's wrong. I have no recollection of that being a thing. That might be something that I've just never heard of. It's tough, right? Because let me just say this. I do like the fact that the football players are getting into podcasting. I like it. But if I could do a podcast with any with any player, does it have to be a 49ers player?
No, but I would like it to be a 49ers podcast, but it could be like, it would be cool to have like a Seahawk player or somebody that the Niners, like Micah Parsons, right? To have him just come on and hate on the Niners.
Okay.
For 30 minutes would be dope to me. Like, I would be entertained by that. You know what I mean? And it says white whale.
I need to do a podcast
for something that one can pursue with little chance of success. Like, it's like.
Okay. So you were right. So like, okay. Yeah. So for me, it would be Ryan Clark. Cause I literally want to fight him. But commend him at the same time.
Like, that's my dude.
I know. Like, he sometimes he but it's his energy. So I like his energy. I feel like I don't know if that would be too energetic of a podcast. And when I say energy, it's the passion. So like, I'll get his football passion of playing the game, playing the sport, and he gonna get my football passion of wishing I could have played the game and played the sport, because I'm gonna feel like I'm better than him. I don't give a fuck if he played the game or not. So like, we'll go back and forth. I really think Ryan Clark and I would make a great podcast, because he be having some lavish takes that I just gotta call him out on. Like, I got
I would like to hear the logic behind it. Like, is it produced or is it really how you think and feel? You know what I mean?
That's definitely how I really think and feel. And then
I'm talking about for him.
Oh, right. For and if I could get a third person on there. Can somebody give me my man Steve Smith? Not Stephen A. Smith. Steve Smith, the wide receiver. I feel like I belong on a podcast. No disrespect, because you a top dog. I belong on a podcast with dogs. Don't give me no. I can't do them. I need dogs. I need to be able to say what I need to say. People need to be able to take it, and then they clap back. And
I'm
we just.
I'm sensitive.
You're definitely not a Chihuahua.
I'm sensitive.
But you're not a Chihuahua. First of all, Chihuahuas aren't sensitive. Them are the most barking dogs I've ever met in my entire life.
They bite more than any other dog in the country.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But those would be two guys that I would love to do podcasts with. Because they just know football.
No, I get that. Steve Smith is a really, really good answer. Like, I love Steve Smith and how brutal.
Can you, you guys got to watch his podcast on YouTube where he's breaking down wide receivers, the ones that are coming out of the draft.
You know what would be a fun debate episode that don't involve us?
So we're going to do a debate episode now. I like this.
No, Steve Smith versus Dante Whitner.
Dante's short.
Napoleon
but Dante too
guys.
Soft.
Yeah. They both think they always right. They both like to
but
talk
Dante,
like tough.
Nah, Dante don't talk tough. I feel like he's too soft of a tone guy. I don't think he would match Steve Smith's personality, period. I think they need to get out on the football field. Like,
Who you taking that? Who you taking?
Oh, Whitner every day. Like, well, nobody wants to see Dante Whitner. Nobody. I don't care who you are.
This question from Ben is for you because you're the one that took him. Will we ever see Mike win back his cards?
Yes. Mike's cards get reset every day, you know. They get reset every day, and they go right back in the deck. We reshuffle them out, and then when he says something that's that's questionable, the card gets revoked. Like, it gets taken. Like, and he doesn't have a problem with it, but he didn't know this. But it gets reset every single day.
Yeah, that's new to me. So I'm happy. I didn't know that. Jax comes in here. She says, "Will Sizzling Sundays be back this season?"
Sizzling Sundays was costing Breezy like a lot of money.
Man up there doing lobster for kickoff.
Bro. I started to run out of what they eat on the West Coast. Well, so I went out to the West Coast. I did a lot of West Coast trips this past season. I'm like, they don't even eat like this. Like, so I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I miss it, though. I really want to do where I go to restaurants, go in the kitchen, watch them cook some food, and then I bring it back home and try it. Like, I'm on some Food Network stuff. Like, my brain is on that level. But I want it to still be food.
You know what you should call it?
Geared towards football. Like, what? Sports.
The show should be called The Process.
I like that.
That is fire. Are you
now,
kidding me?
If somebody comes out with that show after this episode, you're going to get cease and desist letters. I'm just letting you know. I'm not fighting anymore. I got lawyers now.
Nigel Crane says, will Peachy and Tony be on during the draft as well? Tony will be.
And Peachy will be. I'm guarantee it.
Okay. And
Kali always coming after me, bro?
I'm not down there. I'm way up at 425. So my bad.
Okay.
It's cool. Does Jennings get a Sanu in Atlanta 3-year $24 million deal? 4 years, $32 million type extension.
Yeah, man. If Jennings put up double-digit touchdowns this season, he's gone.
No, you missed the end of what he asked.
Oh.
If Debo gets cut or traded. So he's saying, well, will Jennings get this deal here?
Yeah, because the Niners – Because the Niners they're drafting guys. And those guys are guys that they feel like are going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, actually fill in. Look, we haven't seen what Ronnie Bell really could do. Like, they literally shut him down. Dude had 3 touchdowns. He probably had the same amount of touchdowns as Jennings last year. How many touchdowns did Juwan Jennings had last year?
2, I think. That's off the top of my head.
I know he balled out in the Super Bowl, but how many touchdowns did he have? And I know he missed a couple of games, too. You know what I mean?
So Juwan Jennings had one touchdown in the regular season.
Yeah, like Bell balled out. I know y'all hated him because he couldn't hold on to the ball on returns. But as a wide receiver, he was balling. But Kyle does what Kyle does. He shuts the rookies down. He feels like the rookies run out of gas. The only team in the NFL where the rookies run out of gas.
You can't say Ronnie Bell was balling, bro. He has 6 catches on the year. Like that's
I'm just but he had three touchdowns. So like you can go with productivity as far as targets. He's not good. He also didn't have a lot of targets. But my point is he had three touchdowns. You have to factor that in.
Yeah, but I don't think that he's gonna be the Juwan Jennings replacement only because of the height.
No, he's like not. He was going to be the literally he was the guy that spelled Brandon Ayuk and not even Debo. When Brandon Ayuk was out, that's the role he filled in. They didn't have him in the Debo role.
What are the shots called? Here's my question to you. What are the shots called that people get under their eyes to get rid of the bags? Like, it's supposed to, like,
Botox? And
is it Botox? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't do shots.
I think I need that.
Unless you're drinking them.
I can't get rid of these.
Sounds like Botox.
I can't get rid of these puffy bags.
But you're going to make it more puffy by putting the Botox in there.
All right. I don't know what it's called then. But people get something and it, like, smooths it out. And I think I need that, man. All right. I'm still looking. Wayne, by the way, when you have to go, you let me know because ballet's not till 5 something today. So I'm not.
Nah, we good. We could let this rock. Hold on. Rome, you good? He said, yep.
All right. That's my man over there. Shout out to Rome, man.
Oh, let they Mike said college. Get you, some, you could drink college. Said,
let Mike get you some breezies. What?
Now that you said that, Ray, this is why we have conversations like this, because this is where the creativity flows. Now that you said that, Ray, I'm going to try to find a brand where I could work on creating breezies and make my own damn underwear and put them in the grocery store. Because y'all like keep that. Thinking that the grocery store is where it's at. Because when you go to, sometimes you just got to go grocery store. They ain't got super Walmarts everywhere. So when you go to the grocery store, you don't want to have to go to another store if you need some boxers. You might have a late night and, you know, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You had an accident. And you need a pair or something. The grocery store is open. Yeah. You know? All right. Black Orchid with the Super Chat contribution. Thank you. I think the link is on its way. Like, so now everybody going to have Thundercat boxer briefs. Damn it.
See? You see what you did? And now.
No, but I want it to
anything
be.
Anything original. That... I don't know. I got a really good link. I wasn't going to share it with y'all, but this is where I'm getting breezies from. So I'm going to share it with y'all. I don't know if it's a good site. I don't know if it's real. I don't want y'all to judge me. He done left me alone, didn't he? Because I don't hear him talk. Look, I come back to the screen and he ain't here. His ass is not here. He done left me alone.
But you know what? It's okay to not be original when you're sharing nostalgia, because the Thundercats were a staple in my household. I had all the toys. I had the Thundercats lair. I had the bad guys from Mumra. You know, I had Slimo. I had them all. Okay? I did. I just loved the Thundercats.
The sword in the Eye of Thundera.
Oh, my gosh. Point, sword bro. Of Omen, give me sight. Sword of Omen, give me sight.
Give me beyond sight.
Beyond sight.
Come on, bro. Don't do that. Don't play with me, man. That was my joint, man.
Lionel was a punk, though, until he got that sword big, right?
He was always soft, right?
You know what I'm saying? He was the soft.
Was the man, bro.
Panthro was the black guy. But that's Tigra was my favorite. I'm just saying.
Hold up. Was Tigra your favorite? Because what was the name of his weapon? I like Panthro because of the nunchucks.
He had the nunchucks. Tigra had the balls. Pause.
It was like the whip with the balls at the end. No, it was. You know what his weapon reminded me of? Oh, talk about nostalgia. I'm going to take you back right here. You might not know what I'm talking about. I'm going to take you back. Remember the toy that we used to have? It was on a stick, and it had the two flaps with the balls that go.
Yes, yes. The clickers. The clackers. That was
a man with those.
And
things,
I had the big size to the mediums.
Yes. My mom bought me one. Check this out. We only had it once because she thought I was gonna burn the house down. I don't know if it was flint, but when you did it, it sparked.
Yes! Yes, you had the metal joints.
Oh, what?
And then they got cheap because the plastic, then they started making the little baby ones. Yeah, man.
Like little gumball machines. Like you don't want those. Nobody wanted those, but bro. I was the man with those.
Voltrons would be dope too, Kali. Like I got the now you got the theme song in my head. Bam, bam, ba-dum, bam, ba-dum. Nah, I'm just sorry. Like the 80s cartoons, 90s music. That's it. That's it for me. Good. 80s cartoons, 90s music. I've lived my life.
Yeah. All right. Got any more?
Okay.
Mike, if you could have lunch with your favorite legacy 49er and could only ask 5 49ers related questions.
Dang.
What would you ask? All right. So my favorite 49er of all time is Brian Young. I would assume that people are going to see this, and I would ask what he has done to honor the memory of his son, just so I could promote his son and his foundation that they have for him. That would be like one of my top questions. I would ask him about a player in the locker room that he didn't like.
He seemed like he got along with everybody, but I know. Everybody got a player that they didn't like. Oh, I know. That's a good question. That's
exactly
a good question.
Why I would ask. I would ask him about the transition from Seifert
to Walsh to Seifert. Oh no, Seifert to.
I don't think he was here for Walsh. I don't think he was. He was a long tenure Niner. He might have been.
No, Young wasn't here for Walsh. He wasn't here for Walsh. I didn't know you were still talking to Young.
Yeah. Well, she said my favorite legacy, so it would be him. I would ask him about that transition from going from greatness in one of the highest winning percentages coaches of all time to Steve, who was also up there, by the way. Like, he inherited a good team, just didn't win a Super Bowl with him.
I like Steve, though. I like Mooch.
What the differences were. Well, Mooch was cool, but he just didn't have something. Like, I remember when he went to Detroit and everything.
Lost T.O. and all those dudes.
Right. But then I would ask him about his biggest career regret. And that's hard for someone who was a Super Bowl champion and things like that, Hall of Famer and all that, right? But there's got to be something about your career, 49ers related, right? That was all the questions, like 49ers related. Like, what do you regret the most in your career? Like, I admire this guy so much. I think he's a man's man. I think he is a gentleman. I feel like he is a – you know, you talk about the gentle giant?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's verbally gentle and physically, like, I wouldn't mess with him. Like, if I walked into an alleyway with Brian Young, I'm turning around and leaving. Like, oh, no, I don't want these problems. I think he's a family man. Like, he is someone that I respect so freaking much, man. Like, he's on a pedestal that I don't know if another Niner will ever get to for me. So, yeah. Let's see here. I'm still scrolling down. I'm only at 433, and there's a lot more comments in here. I see some more star, too. Did you star something? I did make the ball spark. I was talking about the clackers, though. That's not cool. To try to just...
Mike, this is the show that y'all created. Like, this is the lane. Y'all created the No Diddy. Like, y'all created that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've never. That was not. All right. Fine. I typed in Juwanna.
That's a good question. How many third down conversions did Juwan Jennings have last year? He was still third in Juwan. Having Juwan Jennings like as that third wide receiver. All right, so let me go back to the list because I got about 45 votes going on. I'm gonna go through the third guys. Who has which team has the best third wide receiver? 49ers, Texans, Dolphins, or the Eagles?
It's the Texans.
Tank Dell is not better than Juwan Jennings.
Oh, okay, you. Wayne,
Tank Dell ain't even play a full season. How are you gonna say this motherfucker better?
Look at what he did with his time. Are you serious right now?
I'm dead ass serious.
Okay, Juwan Jennings finished the season with 19 receptions and 265 yards.
Bro,
are you sure you want to do this, bro?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
You got Tank Dell fucked up. 47
no, I don't.
Yards.
No, first of all, Mike, don't say that I got him messed up because you know that I don't. Because this is a kid that I wanted us to draft. Because this was the kid that I highlighted at the Senior Bowl that year. I kept saying Tank Dell. Tank Dell. The reason why I'm mad at the Texans is because they got him hurt. They had his little ass on the offensive line, on the goal line, blocking on a run play. This dude is 110 pounds wet. Okay? Nah, but I think they're utilized differently. So in that Texans offense,
very differently.
He was number two. Like, right? He was between two and sometimes
honestly,
one.
They were using him like a number one. Yeah.
There you go.
Honestly, they were using him like a number one.
There you go.
11 games, 47 receptions, 700 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That is number one type. Like that trajectory right there.
Yeah.
He was on pace for 1,300 yards.
I get you. But they're used differently. You know. So I guess so. You're going with the Texans. Okay. I can dig it.
I still don't believe that he's wide receiver three on that Texans team. I'm putting him above Stephon Diggs.
See, that's hard for me because
I think Collins will be wide receiver three.
Collins is coming. Collins is coming off the bro. Collins proved he was a dog. Like, that's I still don't think, I don't know if they're the number one wide receiving core, but when they added Stephon Diggs, I get why. Because now you just added another 1,000-yard wide receiver to this joint. Mm-hmm. If T. Higgins was, I know he's got his franchise tag, but he don't want to play there. Like they got to figure that out. So technically, he's on the team, but I just don't feel like he's going to be a part of that wide receiving core. So we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Boyd is a free agent, for those that don't know. So that's why that Bengals. Can you show that list one more time?
The graphic? Yeah, I got you. My bad. I was looking at something else. Sorry. Here it is.
I still think the Eagles got the best core. That's just me. And
You think Devontae Parker is better than Tank Dell?
No. I just think they got – but the other two dudes –
You think A.J. Brown better than Stephon Diggs?
Yes. Absolutely. I'm not – no hate because –
Did you see the video I sent you today?
I did see the video you sent me today. Them some nuts.
We don't want to talk about it?
We can talk about it.
Can we show it? We can show it too, right?
Yeah, you can show it.
All right, I'm pulling it up right now. Your man Debo got punked, bro, and I don't think he represented the Niners well.
All right.
He addressed the smoke. Yo, never mind. Let's just show what he did. Let's just show what he did. All right. So here's the link. Let me share the screen. So if y'all missed it, Debo Samuel decided to jump in on a live with AJ Brown.
They boys, for those that don't know that. So yes, like off the field, they're represented by the same agent and they're close. And AJ told him, like,
straight out the gate,
like, my peoples don't like you. Like, just they don't like you, period. End of discussion.
And Debo acknowledged that. Man, I ain't got time for that.
I'm surprised that Philly people like A.J. Brown after what he did. Like, I felt like he quit on the team. That's just me.
Philly finicky. They finicky, though.
They funny.
Out there producing as soon
but he
as,
quit, Mike. Literally.
I'm not familiar with the events of which you speak.
Okay. My bad. We do not own the rights to this music.
Jay! Ain't no music. You can't hear it. It's just beats in the background.
Be careful what you say on here now.
What's down, baby?
You know my people.
Oh, Mike, pause this real quick.
You know my people don't like you.
Why did I think, I was listening to this at the gym this morning, and every time he said the N-word, I thought he was saying the N-word, but he was saying his trainer, Nick. But it don't sound like Nick. Watch. Hear me out. Go ahead.
I know what you're talking about, because when I hit play on this, I was at work in my office. And so I grabbed the volume real quick. I'm the only black dude with an office.
And he country, so it's right. the K and the G sound really close.
And the fact he said something along the lines of Nick be on his own time. I'm like, whoa, what? Like, what you say? But I'm the only black dude in my company with an office, and they already didn't give me a window. Like, I don't have a window or a lock on my door. They stuck me in a closet. So I need to hold on to the little bit that I got right now. So
understood.
People, you know, my people don't like you. Man,
I ain't got time for that shit.
You know, my people don't like you.
How you doing?
Straight. I'm in the damn.
Them comments, bro.
Man, you working out?
You said nigga. Everybody need to take the shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
He's taking the shit.
I think he said his boy. He said his boy Nick was taking a shit. That's what I was saying.
Taking the shit, bro. You working out?
That's why he was late.
You said nigga.
Everybody need to take
the shit, bro.
Nah, I think he was taking the shit, bro.
Listen, I'll take a hold on. Everybody,
I'm gonna start working out 32 minutes ago and 50 seconds.
Man,
but you know, Nick be on his own time, bro.
Don't do that.
You know, Nick be on his
don't
own time, bro.
Hey, what up, man? What up, man?
Boy, a little bit. Can you come out one time?
Hey, listen, man, I don't go to California.
or Arizona. That is shit is too far. I don't go to them places unless I have
dang, your people already talking about FD, bro. Yeah, I'm about to go on, get on about it. So I'm about
to work out. Man, go get your work, man. Go work out, man. I'm chilling, man. I'm done for the.
I like this video.
So why you say he got punked though?
Nah, I was just having fun with it. Cause the message on the tweet was like, oh, Debo got ran off of his live because of the comments. And in reality, his trainer was finally ready for him, so it was time to go work out. It wasn't that he got
people
ran
be
off
saying anything. Yeah.
Like, I was just trying to stir it up, but we
propaganda and stuff like
all right.
I feel like there's more questions that I'm not ready to go yet. Hold on, I gotta do a Rome check. Rome. Yeah. How many more minutes can I have? 10 minutes I got.
All right, that's about perfect for me too, because then I gotta leave. I gotta take
okay. We got 10 more minutes. Get y'all questions in.
So
these
before you get to the ones
rare.
You start, I know you have some start. It says here, wide receiver Juwan Jennings never signed.
Nah, he signed that bad boy, dog.
He did?
Yeah, I posted it. He signed it.
Okay, there you go. So Golden Dragon, you are not the father. All right.
Okay. They got WrestleMania comment. I'm going to be honest. I haven't watched any of the WrestleMania events, but I'm glad that it seems like it's getting back to where it was, even though Vince McMahon is not there. So I haven't gotten a shot. I'm sorry. Kylie, we are definitely going to redo the verses. I got a lot of different things that I want to do with the verses as well. So we definitely going to redo the verses. We're going to do a draft. We're going to do an R&B draft. But the thing is, y'all biased, like, or racist, one of the two. Like, because I had Justin Timberlake, and he got zero love. And I forgot that he did what he did in, you know, with the Janet Jackson thing. But I felt like that shouldn't
what
matter.
What did he do with Janet Jackson?
Have you naked by the end of this song? Should I show my tit? Never mind. But that's, you know what? You didn't see the Super Bowl?
He pulled her joint out.
I know.
So what's the problem? What did he do? I don't know what he did wrong.
I didn't say he did anything wrong, but he's been stigmatized by that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, anyway. I was going up against Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown, as much as I love Bobby Brown, he ain't got more hits than Justin Timberlake, yo. He doesn't.
Time out.
Solo hits.
Stop.
What you mean stop? He doesn't have more solo hits.
Wayne,
he doesn't.
Format makes a difference. How many songs were we doing for each person? It was like five.
It was five songs, yeah.
Yeah, so he can go toe-to-toe in a five-song off. With Justin, he can go toe to toe with anybody in a five song off.
I don't disagree.
Seven, eight, nine, that's different.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
So five songs, anybody got a shot to get anybody. Now it's about matchup and song selection. So
yeah, but there's no way some of them song selections that I picked didn't get any love. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And like, Wayne listens, hears, and feels music a little different than the rest of us do, because he's really.
And trust me, I'm a Bobby Brown fan, but I'm a Bobby Brown fan on the, like, the Roni, the, like, that. If you listen to that Bobby Brown music right there, the Every Little Step I Take, like, them songs, like, you could tell it was written and sung with, man. I was just doing something on songwriting the other day, and I'm like, yo, the way they used to write songs back in the day was just so original and real. Like, you felt it. Like, for instance,
somebody,
you know,
would have some go through something and really just go pick up a pen and pad.
You know the song Forever My Lady by Jodeci?
Mm-hmm.
You know who wrote that?
Shanae from Martin. Forever Shanae.
Don't make me leave you, boy. Don't make me leave you. Nah. Christopher Williams wrote that. And he wrote that for Kim Porter.
Oh. And then Puffy
not
got
Christopher
her.
Williams, I'll be sure. I'm sorry.
And then Puffy got her. Damn, so Puffy got her. That might be like a that might be, never mind. All
no
right.
Diddy.
Thank you.
Yes. So here? June, this comes out in June. I haven't been to
I will
the movies
do a
in
review.
Forever.
I will do a review. However, I'll do that review like 3 weeks after it comes out.
so that we don't spoil it for anybody. But that's that's corny. People want the review, so we got to do it. We see it.
I'm gonna tell y'all now. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be corny. The first Bad Boys is the best one, and they've gotten worse and worse ever since.
The second Bad Boys was the best one, and then I don't think they got worse. I think they just got different. It's a totally different thing. Worse and different.
We'll have to agree to disagree. But I think the first one was the best one. The second one, they tried to continue it. It was just weird and awkward.
Albie Shore has some hits, dog. Yeah, yeah. So we'll change it up. We got to do some. We got to put the females in there. I want to do groups. Know what I mean?
Tanisha says click clacks were bomb. I walked around the school hallway clacking. Is
everybody
that what
they
were did. Called click.
That's what I said. The click clackers, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, but I heard you say it. But you be don't act like you don't have breezyisms. Like you just be making shit up. I didn't know that's really what it was called. I thought you was just saying that.
That hurt. That I don't know if that hurt, but it's definitely the truth.
You just be saying it, and I'd be like, all right, like, because I know what you mean. I let it go.
They were really cool. Remember, I kept trying to guess the name of them. The joints was called click clackers because they went click, click, click. They literally went click, and now you can't find them. Two things I need them to remake those was 90s, so that was the 90s, like the 90s. I need them to remake the original Super Soaker 50s, original Super Soaker 50s, and click clackers. I think if you can bring those two things back, remember they were colorful, and I don't want the Super Soaker 100. I want the blue one. The 50 was good because you could run around, you could still run 4.3 speed and shoot at the same time. Like, you know what I mean? You start carrying a bigger gun, the bigger water gun. It's a little heavier. You kind of go with like 4.7 speed. You know what I'm saying? It didn't take you longer to fill it up. But the 50 was the perfect Super Soaker. Now they do sell the new version of the Super Soaker because Nerf bought them out, but they're trash.
Is that what happened to Super Soakers? Nerf bought them? They don't stay in a beeping lane, y'all lucky I don't have a sound effect. Stay in your motherfucking lane. How the fuck should you come in here and take our God? You should not fucking. How? Babe, did you know that Super Soakers were bought by Nerf? That's why they went away. Can you hear my water gun from in the bottom of the chest? Can I show you my water gun?
Yeah, of course, man. So I bought some new Super Soakers, and I'm like, this ain't it. You know, this ain't it. The 50s are trash, and I'm like, this ain't it. This ain't it. I was a little tight. Yo, Miss Debbie said so many click clackers ended up on the telephone wires. Why would they toss them in the air? And how did they get them to that's deep. Like, how did they get them up there? I remember throwing the shoes on the telephone, you know what I'm saying? The telephone, like the shoe, the sneakers. I don't know why people would throw tennis shoes up there. I don't know how they got the click clackers up there. Mike, you are muted.
Wait, I was live when I was talking to my wife the whole time?
No, but you were talking to me, and you were just muted.
So this is my water gun here. I don't know if you can see.
Is that like battery operated?
Yes.
That's gonna hurt. Yeah, that's gonna hurt.
And it shoots in like three or four different modes here. It's got a digital display that shows you how much water is left in it and everything. And there's a couple of different firing modes on here. All these different modes here. This is
Mike, are we sponsored by them?
Sponsored by who?
What I was really saying was call them motherfuckers up and tell them to send us out. Yeah, that's what I was really trying to get us to do.
Gotcha.
So listen, man, great one. 765 says his brother created the Super Soaker. So
he didn't say his brother. What are you talking about?
Oh, damn. Do you know the brother? Can we find the brother? Because I need the patent. I'm not feeling the Nerf version. Like, even the screwing on the thing is wrong. Like, I just don't. It don't pump. It don't shoot the same way. You know what I mean? You probably don't know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I love Super Soakers. I remember getting the big bulb and screwing it in there. And that was my joint. It say 10 pumps, you know we doing 15, 20.
20, like easy, air pressure. Yo, we were learning about air pressure back when we was 10 and 11, not knowing what the hell it meant. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, I know what happened with Janet. I don't know what that had to do with him. Like, it was an accident. So that's, like, when you say he
I thought it was a malfunction of the, of the clothing.
Yeah.
But it might not have been.
Right.
But I don't know.
All right. Let's get out of here, man. I got to take the baby to ballet. We just crossed the hour mark.
So listen,
do you have a question that you want to ask to me before we get out of here? I got one more for you.
Sure. So you asked me something 49er related. So let me get you, even though Miss Debbie asked you a 49er related question. How about I take that and flip it? Like, if you could content create with any, you know, national podcaster, you know what I'm saying? Like, who would it be?
I'm gonna ride with my guy, Joe Budden.
Yo, that is your dude, bro.
That's really my guy. People don't understand it. I got him on a couple of lists, but like that's really my guy. Like, yeah, that's my guy. So I would go there. He's crazy and he's in trouble. His mouth gets him in a lot of trouble and it's not gonna stop anytime soon. The older he gets, the worse it's gonna be. So
The older he gets, the more, you know, I feel like he don't give a fuck. Like it.
The word is ornery. Yes.
Ornery.
He gets more and more ornery as the older he gets. So I'm sorry. Not sorry. That's where I'm at.
That's dope.
All right, man. And I do have one more question for you, man.
Okay.
Do you have plans or have you started making plans for this upcoming Mother's Day? We got a month. It's a month from now.
I know. I haven't started yet. No.
Okay. All right. We're gonna make this one Ricky's best Mother's Day ever.
Yeah, because you got, I can't say it.
Boulder holders.
Boulder holders.
I got earbuds in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You got the boulder holders. Let me ask, like women, like, you know, if you're a mom and you got some boulder holder to hold of the boulders, like, is that a gift that you want to receive? It's a gift you need. But is it a gift you want to receive? You don't have to answer it here. You can answer in the comment section. I would love to see what moms would like.
Are you telling me that I'm basically giving, like, grandma giving socks to the grandkids? Is that what I'm doing right now? He left me on my own. Okay. All right. No team is safe. That's the wrong one. We live all the time. Just kicking it with the fam, bro. I'm Mike. That's Wayne.
You brought me back? Are you corny?
And this is the Bam Show. Yeah, we out.
Perfect time.